From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. 2015 was a year of increasing repression across much of Africa, according to the annual report from Human Rights Watch. The group says many African countries, especially in East and Central Africa, impose new restrictions or pressure on opponents, journalists, rights activists, often to meet electoral goals. This is the group's executive director, Kenneth Roth.
What we've noticed over the last year in particular is that the autocrats of the world, the authoritarian governments, are running scared in the face of civil society. This has become particularly acute now that civil society has been empowered by social media, particularly social media on a mobile phone. Because what that means is that it is much easier for civic groups to mobilize large numbers of people on the street in order to protest governmental policy.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. The UN envoy to Libya warned Wednesday that the political process in the country's parliament is taking too long, which would allow for the further expansion of the Islamic State group in the region. This is Martin Kobler, the UN envoy to Libya.
I urge the respect, and here I have the authority of the Security Council of the United Nations behind me. I urge the respect for the stipulations of the agreement. And it says if there are changes, if it, some things cannot be accepted, there is a mechanism in place.
On Monday, Libya's House of Representatives voted against the unity government proposed under a peace deal, giving rivals 10 days to come up with a new, smaller cabinet. VOA News. The final round of presidential elections in the Central African Republic, which had been scheduled for Sunday, has been postponed over organizational problems, according to the Electoral Authority Wednesday. A senior official at the Electoral Authority said, "We can't hold the election on Sunday. It's impossible. We will soon announce a new date." There's been no official confirmation of that date, however. The United States and China have reaffirmed their commitment to denuclearized Korean Peninsula, but have not agreed on a new set of penalties after North Korea's recent nuclear test. After meeting in Beijing Wednesday with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the two countries have made cooperative progress on issues such as climate change, but remain divided on how to deal with North Korea.
We look forward to working with China, which China agreed today to do, to engage in an accelerated effort at the United Nations, instructing both of our representatives to work together to try to achieve an understanding about the strong resolution that introduces significant new measures to curtail North Korea's ability to advance its prescribed nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
Meanwhile, the Chinese foreign minister said Wednesday his country was prepared to support a new UN resolution against Pyongyang's nuclear program. Hundreds of migrants and refugees continue to arrive daily in the Greek island of Lesbos, and volunteers say their already perilous journeys are being made even less safe by substandard life jackets. According to volunteers, many of the life jackets purchased by migrants in Turkey, including vests for children, are made from very cheap materials and should not be used at sea. Irish volunteer Amy cut open a jacket to show the cheap plastic packaging used to fill many of the jackets discarded by the latest arrivals.
These are life jackets that are made in Turkey. They're made for very cheap, and they're made with layers of packaging that you would use to package maybe a television or maybe something fragile like glass, but not human life.
U.S. President Barack Obama has called for faster research on the quick-moving Zika virus, which is spread by mosquitoes and has been linked to a rise in birth defects in Brazil. Obama Tuesday urged better diagnostic tests and the development of vaccines and treatments against the virus. President Obama's latest actions come as health officials in Denmark said Wednesday that a resident who had traveled to South and Central America had tested positive for the Zika virus. As of now, there's no vaccine or medicine to treat the virus and no way to prevent it. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.